takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. What?
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
And then he leaves.
That's the best part.
I know. Bro, where are you going? I'm
just getting an iced tea.
The real Brian is gone.
I don't know why he's clapping either.
Okay.
Today we have Lisa and Sherry with us.
Yeah. Yay!
How awesome is that?
That's good.
It's good. That's good. So, Brian, did you want to start us off today?
You can start.
I can start us off today?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. What did I want to talk about today? You know what? I have an imaginary radio show quiz.
Another one?
Yeah.
Is it a music quiz?
No, it's an imaginary radio show quiz.
Oh, no.
Oh baby.
No. Now, I need my special music, okay?
I'm dead.
Me too.
I'm dead.
There we go. All right. Are you guys ready? We can all play this quiz. Let's see who listens to the show.
Oh, no. See, the people that are on the show don't listen to the show, except for me and Brian. So
let's see. But you have to listen to it.
Thanks. That's great. That's fantastic.
But we all have lives. I'm sorry. Look at the face.
Can you get me my buzzer, please?
Okay, listen. Don't play with these three. I know everything.
Oh, do you?
If you know everything,
then how come you don't know that my falling down story is not on the show?
You know what? On this very show, I will put your falling down story
up. All right. I have a couple questions for Brian.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, but I'm going to go around the table.
Number one, where is Lisa's falling down story?
Oh, he has no idea.
No, it's going to be on the show in front.
And I created this quiz, the Imaginary Radio Show podcast quiz.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? All right.
Who's first?
I'll start with Sherry.
Oh, no.
I'm already out.
Can I just...
All right. No. Okay, I'm going to grab this pen if you don't mind. Okay.
Get it ready for Sherry.
Next.
All right,
here we go.
Please have that over here, please. Thank you.
It's attached to the wall.
All right, you can hold it then. You can hold my buzzer. All right.
Oh, it's a family show.
What? All right.
Hitting it.
Natural buzzer. Sherry, this is not looking good for you.
Awesome.
All right.
That was the dryer.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay.
Sherry.
Am I doing it again, too?
Name the lake in Peppertown.
Ooh.
Oh. Wait.
Because I...
Yeah, you named it.
I know.
At least I look like a kidney bean.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Peanut Lake.
Yes, but
what?
What?
You, no.
But
it's
what?
Not Peanut Lake.
It's not Peanut Lake.
It's not.
Why is it not Peanut Lake?
Because you have to take the P out, and it's Enut Lake.
Yay!
Correct. Yay! Very good.
Correct.
Sweet.
Enut Lake.
Great.
All right.
Did you even listen to that episode?
I
Lisa?
Did.
Did you enjoy it?
I actually have comments.
Oh, right. Here's a question for you.
No problem.
I know, unfortunately.
Don't ask it. Say, can you pass it to somebody else?
No, you gotta play.
You still have to play.
Alright, I'll play. Go ahead.
Alright. name the two songs that get stuck in Alicia's head.
Oh, wow. The stupid,
Minor one.
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
No. I mean, it's yeah.
Bottle blow. Uh-oh.
Saturday Night Fever
song. Night Fever, Night Fever.
Uh-huh.
And
his hands going down the buzzer.
That's Amore.
Correct.
I knew the second one.
I'm gonna fail this miserably.
I know, because you don't listen to the show.
Lisa.
I'm a little busy. Just a little.
I know. I don't have a life, apparently. That's all I do.
Lisa, I'll start with an easier one for you.
Oh, great.
I'm gonna fail mine, too.
All right. What day will Brian M. die on?
Well, he wants to die on a Wednesday.
Correct!
Because he wants to ruin everyone's weekend.
Yes.
Nice.
Alicia.
Oh, God. Wait,
thanks
wait.
For the easy one.
Yeah, let me get this ready, Brian. Hang on a second. Okay.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
All right.
You're wrong.
All right,
remember
I'm ready.
This.
Go
some
ahead.
Some people had a little bit of help when they were getting theirs, so don't
worry. All right, Alicia. Don't worry. You got an easy one. Who is a catwalker?
What?
Well, here
Sherry.
We go.
What's that?
Sherry.
That is correct.
Took me a second.
All right. Sherry, who collects Pez dispensers?
Lisa.
That is correct.
Yay.
All right. Brian.
I'm ready.
Hit
me.
Let me see. Who patched a hole in the wall?
Sherry did.
That is
the top
correct.
Of the stairs.
At the top of the stairs.
With a piece
right.
of paper.
Yes.
Yes, for exactly. 10 and a half years.
Yes, and it worked very well.
Lisa.
Sorry, Aunt Ellen.
They're getting harder, Lisa.
Oh, no.
All right. What does that say? I can't read my own writing. Who plans their food and drink ratios?
You!
Come on, that's a gimme.
That's correct.
No, but I remember him saying that.
Sherry.
That's the whole point of this
well,
game.
No,
oh,
but
Alicia.
You said it's a gimme, like I'm going to guess because nobody else in this room would do it, but I remember him saying, I remember the whole conversation.
I my game from you.
That's right, we were going to pause it. All right, Alicia.
Huh.
What New Jersey native, it's an actor, what New Jersey native's name can Brian O. not say correctly?
Oh, give me a hint.
Or has trouble with.
Oh.
The hint is Brian M. made fun of him about it.
Oh, no. Give me a hint.
He's an actor.
I don't remember either.
Well, for some reason, Joe Pesci comes to mind, but I don't think that's it.
No.
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Brian, what kind of hint can we give her?
I got a hint for her.
Go ahead.
Hang on a second. Here's your hint.
You're wrong.
You're just wrong. Hit the buzzer.
No. I won't.
You have
to. I'm in control.
Give me the buzzer.
She needs a hint.
I have my own buzzer.
You all suck, and I don't like you. All
right, don't worry. That question is going to go on to somebody else.
Oh, no.
All right.
Then we'll all be out.
Don't worry. No one's going to make it to the end of this quiz except Brian and myself. Sherry, when Brian M. changed a flat tire, what did he accidentally take from the car owners?
It was a leaf spring.
Wait.
Hang on a second.
You're wrong.
Leaf spring. Wait. I gotta go. Let me just take this leaf spring and I'm out of here.
Alright.
Long story.
It's okay.
I played all my stories. It was so good. Alright.
Alright.
Leaf spring. Whatever. I don't know. He's peeing in something. All I know is he had to go to the bathroom.
All right, Brian.
Yes.
When Alicia's dad. Brian. When
he
Alicia's.
He took it from the car ahead of him.
No, he didn't take that on purpose.
I know. This leaf spring
it was flung at him.
Brian.
Yeah.
When Alicia's dad is working in the field, what is he holding?
He is holding his briefcase.
That is correct.
There were two correct answers for that.
Oh, all right.
Man, Lisa's out of it.
No. I no.
Lisa.
Oh, no, right to the.
I was gonna go.
Lisa Mulling file. Very good. Welcome to my world.
No, Lisa.
Go.
What does Paul Anka want the guys in the band to wear?
I know. I listened to that several times too. I don't know. I really don't know. Uniforms, but I don't know.
Oh, where did it go?
Uh-oh.
Oh, so sorry. Well.
I think I know that one.
For the win, Bri.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to win.
Go ahead.
What is...
Leaf spring!
Leaf spring! Yeah, just leaf spring.
To everything.
Should I ask you one of the ones that were failed?
No.
No? All right. Let's
make
a different
it
one.
A little challenging, please.
A little challenging. All right.
Excuse us.
Oh, Mr. Perfect.
No, it's just because that's all I do with my life is...
Radio show
and wag.
Who speaks op language?
Both Sherry and Lisa.
Correct. Oh, that was a trick one.
Emmy win.
Thank you.
Ones that we missed.
You might as well give me the end. What did we miss?
All right, what did we miss?
The one with the uniforms? I think it was white shirts.
Well, it was shirts.
Oh.
So Paul Anka wants his band members to wear shirts.
Were they not wearing shirts before?
They were wearing t-shirts.
I heard that too.
What else did we miss? The New Jersey native that Brian O. could not say.
Say it.
Ray Liotta.
Oh, Ray
I can't even say it.
Ray Liotta. I forgot
Reality
about
Lola.
That. That was too long. Reality Lola?
Yes. And which one got you, Lisa?
Leaf Spring.
No,
Leaf Spring. No, Brian O. took the keys, the car keys from
That's
the owner.
Right. I just listened to that
Brian
the whole
M.
day, too.
Brian M.
But I had the wrong story in my mind,
yeah.
So.
Excited. Well, a lot of the stories have to do with cars.
Yeah.
So,
there we go. So, there was our first
peeing.
Imaginary Radio Show podcast clip.
Done this at the beginning, but I think we should say hello to some of our listeners.
Yes,
perhaps.
We should. And maybe they can one day play the quiz.
Ooh.
That would be good. And then we can give them prizes, bro.
We can give out prizes.
Cash money.
No.
What? I mean, cash money.
How about we give them...
Cash. Give them cash. Cash.
We'll give them CDs. I say we say hello to Brazil.
Brazil! We have several listeners in Brazil. And it's funny because I was looking at the map and somebody was behind me and he grew up in the northern part. It wasn't Brazil, but it was above it. So I asked him, I go, do people speak English there, I guess? And he goes, yeah. So
in the bigger cities.
Yeah. So
we could just say hello,
Brazil?
Okay.
Hello,
I'd also
Brazil.
Like to say a specific hello, not only to Canada, because I know we have some listeners there, but specifically to my friend Moira, who lives in Canada, and she's a lovely person.
Yes.
Hi, Moira.
Does she listen to the show?
She absolutely does.
All
right.
And she has her own podcast, too. Cool. And it's called the Fisher Cast. I couldn't remember.
All right, the Fisher Cast.
Well, you listen to that.
Listen to it.
I listen to it. I don't watch the show upon which it's based, but I listen to the podcast, and it's hysterically funny, and I love it.
I want to say hello to Dana, Nadine, and Heather.
And they're from?
North Carolina.
The North Carolina folks.
They
like North Carolina.
The best listeners, and any of those three would pass that test.
Really?
1,000%.
Is there any way we could get them on the show?
Yeah, we can Skype them one day.
We can Skype them? Okay, that would be great.
Maybe they know where my falling down story went.
Oh, falling down. Okay, as soon as this bit ends, the next bit you're going to hear is their stupid falling down. I don't mean it was stupid. No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant I'm stupid.
For losing it?
Yeah. I thought I had it.
How many listeners do we have in China?
Like,
just the one?
No, there's like five.
Yeah, we have like five in China.
So anyway, so long story short.
Niemann Hama.
We need you people to email us where you're listening from.
But wait, I want to say hello to my sister.
Oh, yes.
Say hello. She's in Laverne, Tennessee. She listens.
Hey.
Dana. Hi, Dana.
So we have Dana from Tennessee and we have Dana from North Carolina.
That's right.
Ooh.
Sure, you want to say hi to him?
Oh, if he still listens.
I don't have anyone very far away that listens right now.
Well, it doesn't,
but I say hi to my family every day.
If you still listen, you have to email us, crackpotjack, because you said you listened to this podcast, but I don't know if you actually do it anymore.
Ooh,
where is he from, Wish?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, that's
North
right.
The North Carolina contingent is heavy.
Yes.
So, Crackpot Jack, if you listen, your challenge is that you have to email us or contact us in some way so that I know that you listen to my podcast the same way I listen to yours faithfully for years and years and years.
Oh.
How can these listeners contact us to say hello or where they're listening from?
Alicia?
ImaginaryRadioShow@optonline.net.
Where's the buzzer?
Oh,
you're wrong. Imaginary Radio.
Oh, just Imaginary Radio.
Imaginary Radio at optonline.net.
Okay, forget the show. Imaginary Radio at optonline.net. Or on Facebook.
Yeah.
At The Imaginary Radio Show.
Yes, and? our website for the band that we're promoting this whole radio show about. So
www.
I don't have to work anymore and I can get a life. And
you're right.
You know.
Thewagband.com.
Thank you. Okay, very good.
I have to ask Brian why he's putting kitchen towels on the dining room floor.
Because he's aloeing.
I'm aloeing.
Oh. Brian is sunburning, he's aloeing. All right, okay, so then, okay, this segment is now officially over. The next segment you hear is going to be Lisa's falling down story. I promise you that.
It's a stupid falling
down. No, it's not stupid. It was good. I liked it. It's not stupid. Don't get mad. She's mad.
Ugh. All right, what's next?
Who's not mad at you, Brian?
Yeah, not for nothing. All right, thank you.
Is this another quiz?
Birthday really clumsy. Like, really, really clumsy.
Oh, welcome to
like
the club.
Mother like daughter.
Oh, yeah, but thank you. Like, mother like daughter. Sorry, mom. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that it goes back as far as when I was in my first real job, which was...
Would you trip in the womb?
I worked for an international freight forwarding company, and I was the assistant to the office manager, which meant that my job was to deal with pretty much everything she told me to deal with. And they happened to have this one big meeting. It was a German company, and they had this one big meeting, and all these guys came in from, like, the headquarters in, like, Albany or whatever. And she was like, please make sure they have coffee and whatever else they want. And I'm like, no problem. And I was slightly intimidated by this because I was 19 years old. So I get into this office or whatever. I come in with a coffee pot, and I'm holding it, and I'm, you know, pouring coffee for all these men from all over the world with crazy accents. And I'm like, does anybody need anything else? And I'm trying to be really charming and sweet and whatever, and I'm backing out of the room and not realizing where the doorway is behind me. So as I turn around with the coffee pot smashes into the wall, and coffee goes all over the world of whatever. And this international freight forwarding company with all these grown-up people and me, this stupid kid holding the broken coffee pot. And now I just want to crawl under my desk and cry.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to be so graceful and wonderful and whatever, and there's spilled coffee all over the
place. And they noticed, I guess.
Of course! It happened, like, on the inside of the door. Like, if I was just a foot to my, like, right, I would have been fine. As I spun around, I would have been at the doorway and out, and everything would have been fine. That was more than 10 years ago. Now, I can tell you that my clumsiness has not faded in my old age, because just the other day, I was at work in the candle store, and the company that makes the stepladder is Little Giant, but for some reason, everybody there calls it the Little Johnny. I don't know why, but it's like the Little Johnny or whatever. So it's got three steps and this big, hand thing that goes on the back that you pull up to, like, make it more stable. I never pull up the stupid thing because it makes this unearthly screech that, like, rings all the way at my house from the store. So I never pulled the stupid thing up, but that didn't matter. So I put it sideways next to one of the hutches of candles, and I'm holding what we carry the candles in, which is this big, like, recycled cardboard pulp thing that holds six large jars. Now, these jars are 22 ounces, the big ones. So I'm holding it in my left hand, and I go up the whatever, and I switch it out for a whole nother row, and I put six more in my hand, and I come down, and it's got three steps. So I step down one, and I think that I was on the second to last step. So when I go to step down, it's a lot farther than I thought. So in my left hand, I'm holding this pulp full of candles, and my right hand, I'm realizing that I'm going down. There's nothing going to stop me. I'm going down to the floor. So I grab onto the shelf and slide my hand across the whole shelf. Every single candle in the front of the shelf moves into the next hutch. Every single one. The candles are rolling off the shelf. I'm like, they're going to break. Something's going to happen. I'm still holding this one. I'm going down. I'm like, I got nothing to stop myself with. I'm trying to hold onto this thing and not pull it on top of me. It's got like eight shelves filled with six deep, 13 rows of candles. I can't even do the math that fast, but that's a lot of candles. And in my left hand, so this starts to go, my left hand, the pulp with the candle, and I'm like, they're going to break. They're going to break, and I'm going to fall on them, and I'm going to die, because there's a tremendous amount of glass in this.
But you'll smell good.
Yes. So I hit the floor. The candles go they just roll everywhere. Everywhere you can imagine.
Was that
my
hair?
No. The two girls that I was working with, the one girl's on break in her car out in the parking lot. The other girl is just pulling in, and I can, like, see, as I'm going down, I see her getting out of her car. I'm like, oh, this is great. No customers. It just happened to be a dead moment. So I slide, my finger slides across the entire edge of the shelf. My finger is screaming, okay? Candles are falling down. These six go, and they roll in every direction, and I'm on the floor. And I actually laid there for a second and went, I'm okay. Nothing broke. I'm not gonna die. Everything's okay. I stand up, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, oh my gosh, did anybody see that? Like, I'm looking at the two girls, like, did anybody see me? Or whatever. So I call the store manager, and I'm like, in case you happen to watch the tape from this afternoon, yes, I did fall off the ladder. No, I'm not hurt. No, I don't need an workman's comp claim. I'm good. She's like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And she burst out laughing. She was like, that is hilarious. I'm going to watch the tape. Now, to finish up the story, I text our good friend, Mr. Mowry here, I just fell off a ladder at work. And what is his response? Not, are you okay? Not, is everything okay? Save it for the radio show.
Right, see? Save it for the radio show.
That's my story falling off of the ladder at work.
That was a good story.
Very
good.
Thank you.
And we're glad you're okay.
Thank you.
That step thing is weird. You ever walk down steps and you're on the last step. You're done. You're down. You're down on the floor. You think there's one more step? You do that slam and it's like, what? Like the world just changed for you for that millisecond. Like, no. And then your back hurts and you slam your foot to the ground. Hey, I don't like that feeling. It's very rare, but when it does.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.